Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is March the 4th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joshua chapters 1 to 3. It takes a step of faith to see miracles in our lives. We read from Joshua chapter 3 verses 14 to 17 like this. So it was when the feet of the priests who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Then the priests who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. After the death of Moses, one of the first tasks that God had entrusted his successor Joshua was to lead the Israelites in crossing the Jordan River in order to physically enter the land of Canaan. This is what God had told Joshua in chapter 1 verse number 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. It was a seemingly impossible task for this huge Israelite population to walk across the Jordan River, especially because this river was overflowing its banks at this time. The miracle of the Jordan River parting so that the Israelites could enter Canaan on dry land was comparable to the miracle of parting of the Red Sea that the previous generation had experienced. This miracle also helped to confirm Joshua as a successor to Moses. We should note that many years later, a similar miracle would confirm Elisha as a successor to the prophet Elijah as well. The detail concerning the Jordan River overflowing all its banks enhances the miracle as an act of God displaying his sheer conquering power by focusing on the seemingly impossible natural impediment. The symbol of God's presence was the Ark of the Covenant, which served metaphorically as his throne. So God would lead the way in the person of the priests and the Levites bearing the Ark. When the priest's feet touched the waters of the Jordan, a miracle occurred. The river was stopped at the city of Adam, some miles to the north. The waters piled up there in a heap, and whatever water was left in the bed of the river beyond that point drained into the Salt or Dead Sea. The famed theologian D.K. Campbell has emphasized that this was indeed a special miracle due to the following six reasons. 1. The event came to pass as predicted. 2. The timing was precise and exact. 3. The event took place when the river was at flood stage. 4. The wall of water was held in place for many hours, possibly an entire day. Number 5. The soft, wet river bottom became dry at once. And 6. The waters returned immediately as soon as the people had crossed over and the priests came up out of the river. As the key instrument in the miracle, the ark conveys a powerful message of God's faithfulness to his covenant promises. God, represented by the ark, led the people through the Jordan River even as he would lead them to victory west of the Jordan River. He was demonstrating that his presence, which caused the waters to flee before Israel, was their only hope of triumph. It took great courage and tremendous faith in God for the priests to step into a rushing torrent of the flooded Jordan. But as soon as they crossed on the eastern bank, no Israelite would be able to cross the river. The priest had to take a step of faith and get their feet wet before their task could be accomplished. As soon as the priest stepped into the water, the waters of the Jordan River backed up into a heap. True faith always produces miracles. The priest stepped into the muddy Jordan on faith, and the people accomplished the work of entering into the promised land. As Matthew Henry wrote, God could have divided the river without the priests, but they could not without him. The priests must herein set a good example and teach the people to do their utmost in the service of God and trust him for help in time of need. Let's remember that our step of faith can encourage others in their walk with God as well. It takes great faith to walk through the water, but it takes even greater faith to walk on the water. We will see miracles every day when we follow God closely by taking small steps of faith, by trusting in his promises. Let us never despair, because the conditions in which we find ourselves are altogether beyond our power to overcome. Our troubles may have already reached the high water mark, but when they overflow beyond our expectations, then we can expect God to show himself strong in our behalf. For we read the wonderful promise in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 like this. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.